When I first started vaping, I just turned 15 years old.
It's a normal thing to do. I was 13 the first time I vaped.
These kids from a tobacco-free California ad are part of the estimated 37% of 12th graders nationwide that tried vaping last year. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. While the use of conventional tobacco products has been declining nationwide, rates of vaping and e-cigarette use have been rising rapidly in recent years, especially amongst teens. Hawaii has some of the highest rates of teen vaping in the country.
We've got 25.5% of our high school students that regularly use.
Jessica Yamauchi is the executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute. Her group was pursuing two initiatives related to tobacco use this year.
One was a regulation bill that was going to establish a tax on e-cigarettes and to restrict online shipping of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products. The other bill was going to prohibit the sale of flavored tobacco products.
None of those regulatory proposals saw any success at the state legislature. Instead, lawmakers increased the fine for underage possession to $100 and permitted public schools to confiscate vaping devices. Attention has now turned to the U.S. Congress, where Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz is taking up the issue.
Tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States.
Schatz wants to raise the legal smoking age to 21 nationwide, something that has already been done in 13 states, including Hawaii.
According to the National Academy of Medicine, raising the legal age to 21 would save more than 220,000 lives. Our bill is clean, it is simple, it is free of loopholes, and it is bipartisan.
The bipartisan support comes from Republican Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Todd Young of Indiana. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin also co-sponsored the bill. He says raising the smoking age is a good first step, but also wants to crack down on flavored vaping products perceived as targeting kids.
The flavors include Fruit Medley, Gummy Bears, Cotton Candy, Fruity Hoops, Marshmallow, Mom's Custard, and S'mores Galore. Does that sound like something that's designed for children or adults? I think it's clear.
If the Tobacco to 21 Act does pass the U.S. Senate, it would be an increasingly rare instance of bipartisan cooperation. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.